Hello, and welcome back to this episode of Lit Literature. I'm your host today, Carly Keating, and I'm joined by my friends, Delaney, Jacqueline, and Lauren. Today we'll be discussing the way society shapes us as individuals, as seen in the book Huck Finn, regarding that Huck is not nearly as conformed to society as the people around him, and also the way the characters' values are derived from the world around them.
So guys, what are some examples that you noticed of how society shaped Huck and the other characters' lives?
The main example that I kind of saw was like slavery and stuff, because I thought that Huck had a really good like relationship with Jim, but when it came down to it, when he was kind of in like a compromising situation, like where he didn't know if like he would be like found out with Jim and stuff, like I felt like the way that society viewed slavery really like took a toll on him, because like he wasn't sure whether to like betray his friend or like to keep him hidden and go against like what society thought.
Yeah, and I think similar to that is like slavery is such a big idea in the society, and I think everyone just generally believes that it's right, because Huck is like, when he was gonna turn Jim in, he like felt bad about doing it, because he's like, oh, he's a slave, my society thinks I need to do this, and so he's trying like not to ruin his reputation. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just like a big idea that people just assume is right.
Yeah, and I think he was also more worried about his, like you said, Delaney, he was more worried about his own reputation than his friendship with Jim, because even though he really valued Jim as a friend, he would have rather turned him in and been happy, like been viewed more highly in the eyes of society than to continue his friendship.
Yeah, I don't think that like in any way he was trying to like basically degrade Jim or anything. I think it was just like 100% like the influence of society and stuff. Like he, I don't think he had any like stigma against them or anything, but just like the way society had it.
And then like with slavery, I think it's more important we see than like someone's health, because when Huck goes to the people that find him on the river that are like looking for slaves, and he tells him that his dad is sick, they like refuse to help him. He's like, oh, we don't want to go over there, we don't want to risk it. But if he had said, oh, there's a slave over there, then they would have been like so like ready to go take him and re-enslave him. So
I also think Huck was bold, because not many people have done that at this time, and to like to make a change would be hard, definitely, or to go against society would definitely have a consequence on him. And he obviously doesn't listen to what everyone thinks about him, does his own thing, which eventually helps him as a person, but also doesn't help him and gets them in trouble sometimes.
I also feel like Huck is more prone to form his own ideas because of his lifestyle living with Pap, because he was like very restricted, and living with the widow, which in a way like he was very restricted in both of them, even though like he had himself, but he was like cut off basically from the rest of the world.
Yeah, and I think because he was so restricted and made him want to do the exact opposite.
Yeah, it made him want to rebel.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why he wanted to like leave his dad and the widow and escape and just go live by himself, so he could do whatever he wanted, because it's like when you have something, you want the opposite. So I feel like Huck definitely experienced that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say the same exact thing. I feel like just since like rules have been forced upon him his entire life, like he just wanted to make those decisions for himself, and they just happened to be different than like the rules that people were putting on him and making him follow his entire life.
Yeah, and I feel like this is also kind of like mentally, like it's a mental challenge for him, because he wants to go against the rules, but he also wants to conform to society.
Yeah, like definitely when he was starting to like regret being with Jim, he's like, oh, the Miss Douglas like didn't do anything wrong, like why did she deserve this, like why am I helping her slave escape, she doesn't deserve this at all. So like he started to like realize that maybe like society isn't that bad, he just wanted something different.
Yeah. I also feel like because Huck is like so mischievous in a way, he's like, it's easier for him.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know where I'm like going with this, but
Yeah, I think because he naturally just like wants to like adventure and do things, like it makes it easier for him to completely leave society without really like thinking about it, because he knows that that's what he wants to do.
Yeah,
I agree with Delaney, because it also makes him easier to get away with things because he doesn't have that much family and like no one really to turn to.
Yeah.
So no one's really watching over him like a parent watch over his like daughter or son, which causes him to rebel against people that try to tame him because he's never had a parent that really took care of him because Pap is not as loving as a normal parent would be, obviously.
And I feel like because like he doesn't have like an adult figure to look up to, he like in his mind he's like, I have nothing to lose. So it's easier for him to make like impulsive decisions because basically all he has is himself. He's not worrying about leaving his family, leaving people, or like doing something for another person. He only does stuff for himself.
Yeah, even when he is with the adult figures, like he's like kind of being like tossed around between the widow and his father. So I feel like he just like he doesn't have like a sense of like belonging, or he's like not grounded anywhere. And I feel like he just like by the nature of that, he's free to like, you know, like move whenever he wants. Like he's free to go on that raft and go down the river because he's not like held down by anything, like any familial things. Like he can just pretty much do whatever he wants.
To tie with that, I think the education's a big part because like he's never been able to like force him to do anything because his parents. So education, when someone forces on him, he just rebels right away because he's never had that before. And doesn't know really how to take that into account or experience it the way he should experience it as like a normal kid. But because of the upbringing and because of the way he acts now and the way he was raised, it's a lot different. And he uses it so much differently than usual kids do.
Yeah, so like about that, like because his dad was so against him getting an education, but like the widow like wanted him to have an education, I think just like seeing the two complete opposites, it made him just like in the middle. So like as an individual, he was probably like he didn't know what to do because he didn't have a preference.
I also wanted to note that another thing in society that kind of trips Huck up is religion and superstitions, because I feel like Huck kind of gets confused between the two, and like beliefs kind of don't really sit well with him because it's not a concrete thing.
Because he's never like says the prayer doesn't work for him. He's just like thinks it's all made up.
If it's not concrete for Huck, he can't it can't like manifest in his mind. That sounded really weird, but
Also, just like the difference between like the superstitions that like Huck had before and then the superstitions that like he kind of learned from Jim when he got to like meet him. So obviously like Jim's position in society also like made his view on these superstitions and religion different than Huck's, because his position in society was different. And I thought it was kind of interesting how like Huck learned this from Jim and kind of like started to almost like adapt some of these beliefs as his own as he like started to talk to him and get to know him better.
I agree with that, because Jim was definitely a much different, like world different, society different from Huck, because he grew up in a different life, Huck grew up in a different life, and society viewed them both so differently. So they both had very probably discrete beliefs, and that made them not, I mean...
Yeah, like they were so different in their beliefs, but now they're like coming together, and like they both shape each other.
Mm-hmm.
To conclude, Huck did not conform to society at this time. Although it was hard especially to run away from home with a slave that was worth a lot of money, I think overall Huck is a bold person, because many people at this time in society would not do this, knowing the severe consequences. In the end, I believe Huck has a hard time adapting / shaping to society's views because of the way he was brought up and lives his life now. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.